of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
From somewhere comfortable in his lounge room in Geelong, a very good afternoon, Andrew Bewes.
Tom King, how are you, big fella? Great to be speaking with the K-Rock crew again. That magnificent bunch you all are. Reggie's on board too, mate. Well done, Reggie. Good stuff. Good manoeuvre.
Hey, Pewsy, good to speak with you. That's a
fucking great to be on board. So it's miserable over there, is it? Gee whiz, that doesn't surprise me. You are in Adelaide, you know.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point, Rat. Even the cheer squad, like, they're using their little placards as sort of umbrellas at the moment. I don't know whether they were expecting that weather to come. But anyway, that's by the by, and the Cats will take care of business, hopefully, over the next few hours. Rat, obviously, we've touched on the sad news of Adam Selwood's passing overnight in Perth. But earlier in the week, Robert Walls, after a wonderful career in football that has him both in the Australian Football Hall of Fame and a legend in the Carlton Hall of Fame, but he's rightly revered in Brisbane as well, where you got to play under him for two seasons. He threw you a lifeline. You played 39 games under him. Can you just give us some of your reflections on the former Carlton star and multiple club coach?
Oh, look, I can tell you so many stories. It's really hard to pick out the best ones about Wolsey. Just quickly before that, can I just touch on Selwood's the Selwood family and, rest in peace. Another member of the family so quickly leaving us, but they're much magnificent football family and just people in general. So my heart goes out to the family, and we can only hope that they move through this quickly. And it's just such a shock and surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. But we'll echo those sentiments here at K-Rock for a heck of a long time, Rat. But Walsey was very influential on you when you thought maybe that your footy days were nearly done.
Dead right. It was a really interesting scenario. I was in the middle of contract negotiations, or they'd ceased very, very quickly. And I had a phone call from the great man himself, that I'd actually never really spoken to until this particular phone call. I lived out in the boondocks out in Leopold on a 5-acre property, and I was out digging trenches for the water supply. So I was farmhanding, Kingy, back in the day. And my wife Julianne races out with the mobile, the old phone that you had in the household that you had to pull the aerial up. So she's just got enough contact. It's a bit like having technical difficulties when we didn't have them.
Yeah, correct.
Anyway, I got the phone and I couldn't believe it. She goes, "It's Robert Walls." And I was, "G'day, Walsy. Yep, how are you going?" He said, "Listen," he said, "we've had a conversation. The team is happy for us to go and recruit you if things work out." Now, the big if was if, because we were having this pre-season draft, and anything could have happened there. You could have, in the same draft where North Melbourne had sure as eggs was going to pick up Craig Lambert, we ended up picking him up at Brisbane. So in the blink of an eye, things could change very, very quickly in that pre-season draft back in the day. So I was hanging on with a fine cotton thread, I think, but things worked out, and we ended up getting up there to Brisbane. And Robert Walls, when I walked into the place, the first thing he said, "You know, I hate Geelong." Oh, and Kingy, you wouldn't believe the reason. Now, just work it out yourselves very quickly. Have a quick straw poll, and just what do you think it was that he hated so much about Geelong?
Why did he hate Geelong? Could be a myriad of reasons, Rat. No, go on.
Well, the biggest reason he hated Geelong was because we walloped them and we still own the world record for the highest score ever kicked against another AFL side.
The Bears.
Oh, mate, he was still sticking in his gullet, I tell you. So, Walsey, and I just looked at him and went, "Well, mate, you know, we've all got to give up those things sometimes." And he said, "All right, let's move on, can we?" And sat down, and that was the beginning of a great relationship, great friendship. You know, that we had the most honest of conversations sometimes, you know, when my form wasn't that great or I'd had injury issues. And he actually said to me one day, he said, "You're trying to wrap your career up, aren't you? You're on the gravy train." And I couldn't have turned around and snapped at him harder. And in the end, we've had a big kiss and cuddle and walked out the door hand in hand. And all the rest of the players are looking at us going, "Oh, geez, I thought that was going to be a murder conversation those two were going to have." But we were able to always work through, formulate a plan, find a way through, and come out better than what we did. And I played those first 2 years at Brisbane with Walsey. The first year, you know, it was just a feel, touch and feel. The second year, we found a way to blast our way through in the last part of the 95 season. We played, in fact, Carlton in the first of the top six finals. We only had top six back then, and we were the sixth team in, played the first team. We were playing the Blues. They had been unbeaten all season. We got rolled over by 13 points in the end. It was such a classic game, one of the great games. If we had have won, we would have knocked them out of the finals series and become the contenders. So, you know, those kids in there you mentioned, Voss, Lappin, Scott, Akimanis had joined the team then, but we had a myriad of fantastic players, and it was just, you know, a real treat to play with Wolsey, see him up close, see how he operated. You know, and there was people who loved him, there were people who don't love him. But you know what I say to those people who didn't love him? You didn't know him, and you didn't know what he stood for. He was one of the greatest human beings that God put breath into. So my heart goes out to him and the family. They're a brilliant bunch. The Brisbane family, I've been posting stuff with the guys on there, Richard Champion, a number of other guys that really love Wolsey. And you know, we got so much out of him because we drew on it. We really went to the trough and we drank from the well, and you know, we got what we could out of him. He was just a champion bloke and a terrific coach, and someone who I have lots of chuckles about. You know, there was one time, I can tell you this one. I said after that big conversation, I said, I need 4 weeks in the quaffle. I need to get some form up. My fitness is terrible. My form's absolutely atrocious. I've got to get myself going. I need 4 weeks. Anyway, he agreed to that in the end. He was almost played me after the conversation. I said, no. I said, I need 4 weeks. He goes, oh, yeah, sorry. I got to be excited. And anyway, so we were in the last game. We're playing Southport at Southport. And the team I was playing for was Main Footy Club. Danny Craven and also Trent Bartlett were both playing in that side. We were getting walloped by Southport. They were flogging us. So at halftime, I decided to look at the big centre forward, the big German guy from Southport, and I just went straight up and went whack. Couldn't hit him any hard. He put him on his knees. And, you know, I start going again. And then they all came from everywhere. Wolsey comes up to me at the quarter, the halftime break, and he says, Busey, you know I'm going to have to get that tape and burn it. You will be getting 6 weeks if you're lucky. He said, no, I want you playing next week. So now I've got to go and get that tape and burn it. After the game, I said, you get the tape? He goes, it's been burnt. So it was great. He saved my life a couple of times.
Yeah,
there you go. So I could crap on forever about it, but he did marvellous things, and he was just a great guy. And we all know, we hear those stories about the boxing and all those sort of things. They're all true. I can tell you that. They're all true. He did the maddest training drills. He had this favourite that he had when we played poorly, and we'd have to do this thing called channel. And you'd have four in the middle. You had to fight like hell to get out of there, but you had to win the ball off the fresh blokes that were coming through all the time. So, yeah, he had all those crazy hard things, but, you know, like, that was what it was like back in the day.
Yeah, you've seemed to echo the sentiments of a lot of people who knew Wolsey well, which was that he was a pretty tough taskmaster, but those who knew him best almost seem really grateful for how he kind of coached them and how he treated them, and the people who earned his respect seem to be, like, forever kind of in his good books. And that's clearly how you felt. And to be honest, it's how I imagine you approaching coaching. If you were ever to become an AFL coach, would be pretty stern, but you'd look after the people who earned your respect.
Oh, mate, Reggie, that's right. That's 100%. He was a terrific, he was a good hearted guy who, it was all about respect. So if you showed him respect, he'd give you so much more back, and if you tried to take the mickey out of him, that was just, you're dancing with the devil, because he had a bigger list of activities that he was going to allocate you with or put you through, and I saw many, many different versions of that. I never saw the boxing one that they put the fella in the middle and they all had a turn at him. I didn't see that, but that was before my time. But, I actually caught him in the back of the media box one day, and I said to him, because that had become a bit of a furor, and I said, oh, aren't you back in the headlines? And he starts laughing. He gets this little smirk out the side of his face, and he goes, yeah, mate, I lit a fire there, didn't I? I didn't think that was going to come back and haunt me, and it did. So yes. He could see the funny side of it, but you know, at the time, he said, at the time, I said, I know, but things change. And when someone dredges up some past, we all got to live with it. And he had another chuckle. Oh, he was a good fella.
Rat was playing in that first Bears final in one of the massive highlights of your career. Obviously, you played in the 89 granny, and that's been talked about to all extent. But the 95 elimination final and just that run that you made in the back half of the season to actually get there, that sits pretty comfortably as one of your favourite footy memories.
Oh, couldn't be more strong, Kingy. I remember the time it was, you know, the club were getting restless. They were looking for change. They were looking for people to blame. But, you know, the typical routine back in those times where the coach was going to cop the brunt of it. And we hauled into a meeting, and it's a very long story made short. There was a meeting held. The players lobbied so hard behind walls, it wasn't funny. The whole committee came in and faced the group and said, if you boys want change, we'll make it. And Wolsey's standing there. And we're all looking at Wolsey. I'm going, you guys can't be serious. And here's the coach standing there. The club are hitting us up to press the button. And it was interesting. A few people stood up and said a few things. And I can recall recounting my time at Geelong to the board while Wolsey's standing there and to the player group and mentioning players' names who were equal to the guys that were, you know, I played football with at Geelong, saying, you're as good as Bairstow and you don't realise it, and you're as good as... And I went through the list of, you know, about five or six people just to make my point. And I said, we, at that point in time, my last year in Geelong was a similar scenario where we were struggling. We weren't quite getting there, but we made a pact. And so Roger took it over, Wolsey took it on board, and we all agreed that Wolsey was our man, and the board walked out with their tails between their legs, and we had this massive run. It was magnificent. We couldn't do anything wrong because everybody was committed. Everyone was on board, in behind the coach. Wolsey coached so much better when he realised the player group loved him. And that was the sell point of that whole scenario. He felt the love from the player group, and he did such a better job at keeping us on track, charging towards the finals campaign, which we weren't. We had to win five of our last six, and every team was above us. Collingwood was the only team we didn't knock over.
Yep. Rat, really appreciate you taking the time to reflect on the life and contribution of Robert Walls to football and what has been a sad week, obviously, and your kind words about Adam Selwood as well. Appreciate it as always. Looking forward to seeing the 24 run around today. He was good last week and he was good fun on Carrick footy post game as well. So hopefully that continues, Asavo, and you and the lovely Smith enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks very much, mate. I'm glad I crapped on long enough so you couldn't get any questions in about Jed. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Thanks.
Have a great
good
call.
To talk,
Rat. Love listening.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.